Somebody grab some clippers. This fucking beard is weird. Tough talk from a rapper, Pam Lee, it's for security a year. I think my dad's gone crazy. Yeah, Haley, you right. Dad's always mad, cooped up in the studio, yelling at the mic. You sober and bored, huh? I know, about to be 46 years old, dog. Talking about, I'ma call it trick. Man, you sound like a bitch. Man, I've been handling your shit. Mad about something I said in 2012. Took you 6 years and a surprise album just to come with a diss. Homie, we get it. We know that you're the greatest rapper alive. Fucking dweeb, all you do is read the dictionary and stay inside. Fuck rap god, I'm the rap devil. Come a bare face with a black shovel like the Armageddon. When the smoke settle, his body next to this instrumental. I'm saying, sick of them sweatsuits and them corny ass, let's talk about it. Sick of you being rich and you still mad, let's talk about it. All of us single dads from the Midwest, we can talk about it. Or we can get girly, I'll size up your body and put some white chalk around it. Let's talk about the fact you actually black metal rapper that's twice as young as you talk. Let's call Sway, ask why I can't go up to Shape 45 because of you. Let's ask Interscope how you had Paul Rosenberg trying to shelf me. Still can't cover up the fact your last 4 hours is back to selfie. Now tell me, what are you staying for? What? I know you can't stand yourself, bro. Trying to be the old you so bad you stand yourself out. Let's leave all the beef in the 50. Play M and push a 50. Why you claiming I'ma call Puff when you the one that called Diddy? Facts. Then you went and called Jimmy. Facts. The cops called me in the morning. They told me you mad about a tweet. You wanted me to say sorry. I swear to God I ain't believe him. Please say it ain't so. The big bad bully of the rap game can't take a fucking joke. Oh, you want some fucking smoke, but not literally, you'll choke. Yeah, I'll acknowledge you're the GOAT, but I'm the gunner, bitch, I got you in the scope. Don't have a heart attack now. Somebody help your mans up. Knees weak or old age. The real Slim Shady can't stand up. I'm sick of them sweatsuits. Some corny ass, let's talk about it. I'm sick of you being rich and you still mad, let's talk about it. Both of us single dads from the Midwest, we can talk about it. Or we can get girly, I'll size up your body and put some white chalk around it. Hello Marshall, my name's Colson, you should go back to recovery. I know your ego is hurting just knowing that all of your fans discovered me. You're like, damn, he a younger me, except he dresses better and I'm ugly, always making fun of me. Stop all the thuggery, Marshall, you living in luxury. Look what you've done to me, dropped an album just because of me. Damn, you in love with me, you got money but I'm hungry. I like it this much, you won't say them lyrics out in front of me. Shout out to every rapper that's in front of me. Know that I'll never do you like the fuckery. Still bitter after everyone loves you. Pull that wedgie out your dungarees. I gotta respect the OGs, and I know most of them personally. Hey, but you just a bully acting like a baby, so I gotta read you a nursery. I'm the ghost of the future, and you just have the knees of Scrooge. I said I'm flex, anyone can get it. I ain't know it will be you. I'm sick of them sweatsuits and them corny ass, let's talk about it. I'm sick of you being rich and you still mad, let's talk about it. All of us single dads from the Midwest, we can talk about it. Or we can get bully, I'll size up your body and put some white chalk around it. Ride a shoddy.
Wow. Okay. MGK, Machine Gun Kelly. I've been a fan. I ain't gonna lie, I've been a fan. And he reacted fast. I didn't really hear the line that Eminem said about him. I did hear the trick line. But damn. Yeah, this is, man, honestly, this may be the best diss. This may be the best diss song in a few years. It was like so direct. I think Sheetha takes the cake for top, I guess, what, this year. Was that this year with Sheetha? But you know, this is better than any male diss that I've heard in a long time. He was like strictly directly to Eminem. He was talking to Eminem the whole time. Three verses. Wow. Song's called Rap Devil, Eminem diss. Wow, man, it's crazy, man. White on white. it's like black on black, because they both kind of like for us, you know what I'm saying? But he was direct, but I'm gonna be the first one to say, just gotta be in all honesty, man. He might have just closed his casket. I had forgot about him any damn way. So I don't know if he still. I remember he was signed to Diddy, but this may be the best diss song, you know, in a while. But like I said, he did just sign his death wish, though. It's like, you know, the way Eminem sound on that album, it sound like this is what he wants. He wanted somebody to hop out there and say some shit, and he just gave him three verses. So. Yeah, Eminem, I don't got Eminem letting this slide one single bit. I don't got this shit letting Eminem slide at all. Because, like, This is bad. And like I said, if this is what he wanted, if this is what he wanted, you know, then I mean, I guess you could say he got what he wanted. But like I said, Eminem, Machine Gun Kelly, you gonna die. You gonna die. But you gonna die for this one. Like, not literally, but on the mic, we ain't wishing no death on the mic. But yeah, definitely on the mic. He's going down for sure. But yeah, y'all check that out. MGK. MGK diss. He's out of nowhere. See, he got a Funk Flex freestyle too. We're gonna check that out a little later. I never knew he was really lyrical. I'm be honest, but he sound good in this. So I ain't gonna lie. I can actually bump to this. It hurt me because I fuck with Eminem. I don't want to hear nobody diss Eminem, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And it's good for the sport. It's good for the sport. It seemed like. I definitely think Eminem won't respond because it's seeming like, to the real MCs, it's how they have their fun. They got enough money, you know what I'm saying? So, this is how they have their fun. Now, Nike just made Colin Kaepernick the face of their new shoe or new 30-year anniversary. And it's like, it's crazy, man. I can't believe that people are actually... People are actually seriously pissed off about this to the point where they're burning their shoes. I watched a video of guys burning their shoes. He said he'll buy some Adidas and all this. And that's what I'm saying. Like this is why the shit. None of this shit is doing anything for the country, man. It's not doing anything for the country. Motherfuckers is not gonna stop wearing Nike. Some motherfuckers don't even watch the damn news. Some people don't even like fucking Colin Kaepernick. Me in particular. You know what I'm saying? I love what he did, or what he did is great. But I really just think it was because, like I said, I will always go back to saying that it's kind of because he was just a sorry player. You know, yeah, there's some quarterbacks that are better than him, right? That he's better than, but he's a sorry player. He wasn't a good quarterback, man. He had like one expiring year, like where like you could kind of tell the next season, like at the end of that season, you could tell like next year they're gonna shut this shit down. Same with RG3, even though injuries riddled him or whatever, but like that next year when it came around, it was like we kind of like hip to this shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to do something new. That little read option or shit they was running, little plays they was running with RG3 that he was excelling at, you wasn't going to be able to keep that going for too long. They was going to stop that shit. So I don't really see it, man. Like, I just don't really see. I guarantee you if this was Adrian Peterson, would have been kneeling or something to his prime, they would have got over that shit. You know what I'm saying? But, what he did was great, and kudos to Nike. But it's like, to me, it's like, it's something where you have to stand up and sacrifice everything. You see what I'm saying? You have to stand up and sacrifice everything. And that's all, it's like, that's all people want you to do for this, is take a L. Oh, no, boycott, take a L. Don't play the Madden. Don't watch the NFL. Don't do this. Don't do that. Just so you can look like, so you can look a certain way for a cause that's not helping anything. Like, I don't know what's going to take to change, what people want to see. I don't know what it's going to take for motherfuckers to change into that. But I'm going to just say this, man. Like doing it. The opposite of what they don't want you to do is not gonna. This ain't the fucking 60s no more, man. You're not gonna change. Like, nothing is going to happen and going to change in this day and age and era, especially for the people that are past the people that are past 30. Like, we already lived a life. It's a young world. This young world don't give a fuck. This young, if you look at these comments of these motherfuckers that's doing all this hating and fuck you and that fuck America. Like, you know, if you see all these people that's doing this shit, they older people. Ain't no fucking 16, 14-year-old motherfucker out here not about to, oh, fuck Nike. What young motherfucker did you see burning their shoes today? That dude in that video that was burning them old-ass, corny-ass, plain-ass white Nikes that he probably cut the grass in, you know what I'm saying? That motherfucker sounded old as hell. That wasn't no young dude. When the older motherfuckers fall out of this shit and die and shit, this shit gonna be still going on, man. These young motherfuckers don't give a fuck. They worry about fucking getting high and wearing Nikes. Look at Kanye West. Kanye West just played with motherfuckers. Just said a whole bunch of wild, cruel ass shit. Ran his shit up to run out to sell an album. This is because he know music. A lot of his music is, it's a lot of black people that listen to music, to Kanye West music, but it's a lot of white people too. A lot of white people love and dig what he does. His clothing line, a lot of white people wear that shit on the regular because they have the money to afford that shit. His appealing, everybody's appealing ain't to niggas. Everybody don't appeal to niggas. Like see Nike, they may be looking at it like, damn. These young black motherfuckers gonna keep wearing these Nikes regardless. So let's get behind the ball and let's show them that we with them so we know ain't nobody going away from Nike. You know what I'm saying? That's true. Kanye West, now you know where he want, where he need everybody help at? He like, oh, the niggas ain't really got to buy the music. Fuck them. If they do, they do. They don't, whatever. But you know where he gonna need you at? He gonna need you to spend all your little trap money and all your little check money that you're getting from, the money you're getting for little Johnny from the state, he needs you to put that with your boo so you can get them new Yeezys. When he need that, you know what he did? He go on a radio show and cry and speak on this and speak on that to try to show you back to the black part of him, away from that. I stand down right before the release of a shoe. Them glow in the dark easy. Yeah, he need them. He needs you to buy those. So he's sorry. He ain't mean that shit. Soon as that shit die down, it'll be another damn. You're seen with another damn hat on. If he was really for us, he would have never wore that shit. You see what I'm saying? So it's too many 50-50 motherfuckers with the shit, and people know that. Ain't nobody boycotting no fucking Madden. Motherfuckers on that jump talking about fuck Madden that was like 50. Your old ass wasn't playing no damn Madden anyway. You know that. Most motherfuckers that play Madden now, they buying that shit themselves anyway, especially if you got a PS4. Mommy and daddy ain't buying the Madden no more. You know what I'm saying? Maybe in the smaller teenage kids, but even them now, the little rich white motherfuckers, they got so much damn money that they self, you know what I'm saying? They can go buy that damn game. They don't even need, they just need to, give me the money. Give me the money, mommy. I go get it myself. You know what I'm saying? There's too much fake shit going on. You can't do shit. We cannot get people to go all in one row. You can't, just like in the guy Mike D'Angelo, you know? God bless him, you know, God bless him for, you know, what he did walking to Philly for gun violence. You know how many motherfuckers got killed while he was walking to Philly? Exactly. He's walking for gun violence. And motherfuckers getting killed in the same damn day. Niggas ain't even paying attention to that shit. It's no winning. It's no winning with this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? This shit is just something more and more to be talked about, to bring highlight. It's almost like now, if you do something bad, it gets you in the media. Now look, it said Nike signed Kaepernick. They said 3%, they're down 3% already. The 3% translates into 300 million. Who mad about the shit? The white people. I bet you if they would have turned around and said they with Trump, they wouldn't have went down shit. Exactly. You see what I'm saying? If they would have told, they would have made the fellow shit. We make a group, but they put motherfucking Make America Great Again on shoes. Oh yeah, it would have been outrageous, but the money would have been a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Cause ain't no big black motherfuckers, like it's corporations who buy, like they might like this little football team. They might buy a shitload of Nike cleats, or this little corporation over here. All of our at our tennis things, all of our shit say Nike. Those is the corporations that's backing out. Ain't no niggas behind that. That's all ran by white people. You see what I'm saying? So now that's why, you know, now of course Nike is looking good in this light because look what they've lost. But I can guarantee you in their mind, they like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? How many big huge businesses are owned by black people? Come on now. They tried to get behind the ball to keep niggas on, but the whole time they kind of fuck themselves. I really think they kind of fuck themselves. Like you're not gonna get through nothing. This ain't back in the day, man, where you can do something and you think you're gonna pound and push to the point where they're gonna change. Like, oh yeah, no, like back in the day when they was when Martin Luther King and them was doing what they doing to make it, you know, whites and blacks together. That ain't fucking happening. You're not gonna push nothing. You gonna push while you got these little young motherfuckers laughing at the whole damn situation. You know what I'm saying? You need everybody to make that. It was millions of people in the streets protesting and preaching and doing this kind of shit. Nowadays, man, that shit ain't, man, it's a bunch of old motherfuckers. Ain't no young. You need everybody. You know what I'm saying? And you're not gonna get it. No, people are not gonna give up Nike. They're not gonna like, even if Nike was against us, they were not gonna give up Nike. Madden just did what it did. Madden is probably still selling out like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing people talk about. I see motherfuckers on Facebook that I personally seen myself talking about. Don't you still watching the NFL? I thought you weren't watching the NFL. I seen motherfuckers asking people, oh, I thought you weren't with the NFL. Why you still watch? You still watch that jump? Now Madden come out. I see motherfuckers talking about they linking up playing games. Are they talking about, shit, what's your screen name? You see what I'm saying? Now, no offense to those people. We all love Madden. We love Madden forever. But that's the thing. You can't get no laws done with motherfuckers being one way. And then, like, nigga, next month, if they say, like, you a Pop-Tart lover. You a Pop-Tart lover. You know, so they say, you know, hey, nigga, you eat Pop-Tarts, nigga, you racist as shit, nigga. So, but you can give up that other shit, but you can't give up the Pop-Tarts. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to do it for real, you got to do it for real. It can't be sometime. Like, some shit I'm going to give up, some shit, I can't give up my Pop-Tarts. You see what I'm saying? They would never respect no white people laughing like shit. They laughing like shit. That's why I think that the white people get mad at what when people try to act like they with them, because they know that blacks is sometimey. We sometimey as shit. You never know when motherfuckers is going, if niggas is going to be all in with shit. You never fucking know. 60%, you might get 60%, 40%. You'll never get 100% motherfuckers on nothing unless it's some free shit. And it's sad, but that's reality. Same thing. You can't do the wrong shit and think that's going to affect shit in a positive way. Same thing I was telling y'all about the LeBron James show. The little shot. It's been 1 week. A lot of people, you know, feeling some type of way about it. same way I was saying. If you go back and listen to the podcast that I did, it's the caption is doing a whole lot of talking for nothing. Now listen to that one and listen to the sports centers and stuff now, and this is what they said yesterday. Something I said over a week ago when the Joe first dropped. That was my direct opinion of it. That was the direct thing that I said about it. I said, y'all doing a whole lot of talking for nothing. Y'all motherfuckers is rich as fuck. Odell just signed a $95 million contract to play football. Shut your ass up. The motherfuckers could be trying to do something to you or trying to hurt you. You mad because they want you to. That's the same shit the actors go to. Motherfuckers walk up on the actor, they say, oh shit. Oh, they walk up on the pinky nigga. Oh, what's up, man? Hey, do that pinky shit, nigga. It's pinky, nigga. I done seen him do that all the time. That's a part of being a star. Fuck you think niggas gonna walk up to Odell and be like, oh, what's good, Odell? I know you chilling today and shit with your girl. But shit, hey, I fuck with you, man. You know what I'm saying? But I know you doing your thing, but I'm gonna holler at you. You Odell Beckham. What do you think? What the fuck do you think, nigga? LeBron James. Oh, what's up, LeBron? I see you out with the princess and the baby girl and little Bronny and shit or whatever. What a little son. But I see y'all cooling. So I'm gonna do my fan shit next time. Next time I catch you. When the fuck is the next time they may catch LeBron James? That's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Little kids see you and scream. How the fuck that don't rattle you? I wanted to do what I was doing with the DJ shit just for that type shit, man. Just to have that shit, man. Just seeing little kids or motherfuckers that fuck with what you do see you and just be like, damn, what's up, bro? That's a good-ass feeling, man. You work for this. You dream to do this shit. If motherfuckers was seeing your bitch ass out and ain't say shit to you, you would be mad as a motherfucker. I guarantee you. That shit won't. I bet you that won't hit the media. You be looking like little Bow Wow around this motherfucker. Talking about niggas don't know it's you. Shit. The hell? Why you think Bow Wow shot that video? Because he was hurt. He was hurt that them little kids didn't even give a fuck that it was him. They know they love that shit. Them stars, they love that shit, man. Don't let them niggas fool you, man. That shit is ridiculous. Them niggas is crying about nothing. It's 100 more things they could be worried about. Especially when Odell said what he said. It was like, bruh, the fuck are you talking about, bruh? You didn't even sound right. How he ended it. You could tell when a nigga say some dumb shit when they end it like that. Like, when they end their own shit with a question, like, who the fuck are you, nigga, you the one talking, who the fuck are you asking the question to? You know what I'm saying? But like I said, the main whole thing is like, y'all could have, like, if you wanted white people to feel, who the fuck did you think was going to watch this show with y'all cussing like that and respect it? Oh, LeBron out here talking about something, you better get that camera out my fucking face. What motherfuckers is going to respect that? Niggas watch that show. And I guarantee the people that you wanted to see, you didn't want niggas to see that shit. You made it because you thought white people was going to look at that shit and be like, damn, okay, we need to, they're humans. Let them, once they looked at that show and seen all that motherfucking big ass cussing and shit, man, that shit is out the window. That shit is marked on the thug list. Like, nigga, get this shit out of here. Like, when ain't nobody about to sit down and watch this shit with their kids. Half the time it be kids running up to y'all. Fuckers be is retarded, man. They just be whining about nothing, man. Like it's a lot more shit that could be happening, man, in this world. And you whining about your fans doing fan things, man. It just don't make no sense. And like I said, even if you wanted, like I said, people to respect what you was doing, that wasn't the way to go. I'm sorry, LeBron, but that wasn't the way of doing it. Like, like you doing it that way was just, you just turned it into a laughing stock. Niggas will never watch that show to get that feeling or to even try to understand you, because it's like, you know, why would you feel the need that talking like that, why would you feel the need of talking like that would bring people to the understanding that, oh, this is the real LeBron. You know, this is the real LeBron right here. Like, this is how I feel. This is how LeBron really feels. So we're gonna take this as a no. If that was the case, it would be street niggas in the world and street niggas in the streets that would be getting, you know what I'm saying, this same kind of respect and love and, you know what I'm saying, from the shit they doing. They not, you lost it with everybody with this, man. Like, you, like I said, the niggas, the real niggas is gonna feel this, of course, but that's not the point, is what I'm saying. That wasn't the point.
That's why I don't fuck with the niggas. No, that's why we buck on the niggas. Yo, I'm a nigga, stay with the shops. Like the shit stuck to them niggas. I'm a mama's boy. That mean I can fuck your mama, boy. Don't get it wrong with that lump, boy. Touch me, it's gonna be some jump, boy. Broke out that cookie, that shit's a horse. Just made a play out in Illinois. We hit the scene and we making noise. Fuck up your city with all my boys. Alex, the sauce like Cisco. Rock, wrist like a goddamn disco ball. Little balls from the 30 up in the mall. Shitting on the bitches who ain't picking my calls. What's up?
Yeah, what's up?
Go down. He jumped out and bucked in the man. Big bro at the boss in the pan.
Yeah.
Simply, I had a plan. 100 round, 100,000 hoes. Beam on his face, he got a runny nose. Probably got a wire on his ankles. Probably got a wire on his chest too. That's why I don't fuck with the niggas. No, that's why we buck on the niggas. Yo, I'm a nigga, stay with the shops. Like the shit stuck to the niggas.
I'm in this bitch a little yaddy. Trapper time rap by Issa. Dopey, icy, 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 no pope. Came from the trenches, I love y'all, this hope. Over the gang, I got rank on the pope. Battle yaddy, let them y'all hear this go. Coming rock and trying to stay out of rope. Trying to get rich, nigga, man, I used to be pope. Rich forever, we ain't going back, bro. I ain't always getting to the money. Yep. Make me live and buy a stomach for sure. Yep. I watch it cost 100. Yep. I'm in this bitch a little boat. Whoa. Diamond chain, diamond rope. Water. I'm in this bitch a little boat. Try to gang, you can smoke. Gang.
100 round, 100,000 hoes. Beam on his face, he got a runny nose. Probably got a wire on his ankles. Probably got a wire on his chest too. That's why I don't fuck with the niggas. No, that's why we buck on the niggas. Yeah, I'm a nigga, stay with the shops. Like the shit stuck to the niggas.
Tina with me, a two-seater with me, and a Beamer with me, that's Selena with me, Aquafina with me. Fuck what you think, I'ma keep it with me. I got that work, I'ma shoot you a P with these new 223s, I'ma serve you a key. Fuck on the flight, but how cool would it be? Name a more fat nigga cooler than me. Behind the tents, it's a shooter with me. I keep a stick in the Ruger with me. Pay for the rent with no name on the lease. I hit the shot, tie my name on the free. Picking it down like my name on the sheets. I fuck with Future, but I took the beat. Stay with some Zans. I hit the street and get 3 to your man. See the police, I'ma switch up the plan. Dick in the door, got her head in my hand. I went to sleep with a stick in the bed. Fuck prosecutors, they click in the fed. Those who computers, you heard what I said. I eat that pussy, she pulling my dread. Fuck the police, bitch, I'm finally free. Chop like the 80s, I'm whipping the scene. I know you little niggas hating on me. Since you hating on me, I'ma shoot up the street like I knew it would be a bazooka with me. Smoke a nigga like a hookah with me. I'm in the verb with a Uzi with me. 50 on me and I blew it for free. 50 on me and I blew it for free.
Power! Power TV, man. Wow. I didn't even, you know, I didn't even know that all them motherfuckers is actors. I mean, is singers and shit. Tasha, Ghost, all them motherfuckers do music and shit. I didn't even fucking know that. But yeah, man. The last season, I mean, the last episode. Let me start with the 50 episode. First off, if Ghost need to punch this nigga Tyreek in his damn mouth. Like, there gotta be a scene where he puts his hands on it. It gotta be a scene where he fucked this nigga up, man. Like, Jesus Christ, man, this nigga is just, what the hell did he go get the nigga ashes for? What? Nigga, you the reason he in the box. The fuck? You know, that ain't cause you did it, cause nigga, you still did it. You did it. No, you did it. That nigga had to go because for what it is. It still don't mean you. I ain't never this shit. Like I said, like Ghost said on First Take, the writing of the shit is like, you know, excelling the actors and shit for real. You know, like Ghost and Tommy and Tasha, you know, is really the ones that's really acting. And Tyreek, I would say, I admit it, you know, because, you know, he wouldn't be, you know, he is adding stuff to, you know, to his role. But I don't know, man. Like I said, the biggest thing that you should know, you know, is the obvious about this show is trust. Like, it's trust and at least and informing your people that love you the most, informing them the most. Like, if this stuff all could have been prevented in so many ways if people was like, and I don't know why Ghost didn't just play Tasha like he really went cold on her instead of just playing her like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, shit good, shit, you know what I'm saying? Because that's how it came out anyway. It came out like, yeah, you was fucking Angela Valdez and you fucking Angela Valdez and shit, and you just went cold, not even knowing she seen you when you booked her and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, he just went so cold on her. You know, in the last episode, he was, you know, talking about the trust. He couldn't trust them no more and shit like that. Or how could they trust them? But it's like, how can they trust you? You know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of felt Angie when she said, how many times have you kind of snaked me out because it was convenient for you? How many times has that happened? You know, and it's true. It's really, really true, man. Like, you know, Ghost keep a lot of motherfuckers in the dark on that show. And like I said, man, you can't move. One thing I can say, man, about people, if you watching this show, you or whatever, and you know you a street dude or whatever, like, well, if you a real street dude, then you know that shit like this don't even go down in the streets this far. Like, it would have been so many niggas dead, like so many more people dead in real life than this show, you know what I'm saying? So, but like I said, the one thing that you can gain from this, man, is trust, man. Like, if you would have been talking to Tasha, talking to Tommy, shit, even 50 Cent, he was even certain shit that they weren't telling 50 Cent that I was like, just tell him, like, just, you know what I'm saying, just tell him. But, you know, all in all, to me, I just don't, the one thing I don't like is how they try to make it seem like, cause I'm a Ghost fan. I'm with Ghost 100%. But you know, I gotta, you know, real is real. But I just feel like, even with the Raina situation, like, how could she throw that up in his face? Like, Raina situation is your fault. No, it's not. No, it's not. Tyreek, the whole character of Tyreek is fake. That is a fake character. No one thinks. No young kid thinks like that. Like, no. Any black kid that approaches their father about teaching them the fucking game is gonna get punched in their fucking mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no, like, and even at the end, the lady who tells the story, like, you know how she, like, give you a recap, and she was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying, be a real dad, tell me the game. Like, That ain't with no damn real dad, dude. He put you in this penthouse for a reason. He put you in there. You rich as shit. You haven't even been through no struggle. You not. It's so many fake ass niggas in the streets now that was like living good, wealthy, had all the clothes, all that shit. Those be the biggest gangsters. The biggest fake gangsters, you know what I'm saying? The niggas who really from that, you will see, man, after a while, they try to gradually get out of the streets. You see what I'm saying? Like, so what Tyreek is trying to do is like, so what you want to learn the game for a little while you're young, and then when they was at the transit, he was like, this is what I am. They tried to make that a monumental moment, like, this is what I am. These suits don't change who you are. Nigga, yes the fuck they do. Nothing changes who you are, but nothing changes who you are, but you dress to par of where you're trying to go. So what the fuck you want? I just don't get it. What does he want? Like, what does he want his father to do? Like, what does he want him to do? Like, as in, what you thought he was supposed to have been out living his life, like, looking like Kanan and shit? Like, dressing all fly with the boots and looking fresh and shit. Like, that ain't what that, if he really knew, if he really was understanding of the streets, then he would understand that all that money Ghost and them making, if he was dressing like 50 Cent, the feds would have been got his ass. That, nigga, that's how you, when you making that kind of money, you see they saying, well, we just lost 200K tonight. We lost 400K tonight. Nigga, that ain't no regular drug dealing. That's some real live motherfucker. Your ass getting a damn needle. You ducking the Rico. That motherfucker's ducking a Rico. He got a Rico over his head. So he, nigga, I'll be sleeping in them damn suits. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Now if he's trying to say, like, teach me the game as far as, like, you know, teach me the ins and outs and the rights and wrongs of this shit, then that's understandable. But it's a TV show, so you know that's not what it is. He wants to be taught so he can be like another Ghost or another Dre. You know what I'm saying? Like that's all the shit is, bro. Like the nigga, like his character is so confusing. It's like all Tyreek's Tyreek's camera, shit on camera be blowing you. The show's only enjoying when you watching like Tommy and Ghost and Tasha. When it gets to him, that's why that shit blow you, because it's so stupid. You know what I'm saying? It's so stupid what he's trying to do. Like I've never heard that before. Like, teach me the fucking game. Who says shit like that to their father? Like, who? Like, you know what I'm saying? Nobody says. No, I don't give a fuck. Like, that's some shit a nigga might say to his father when they some penny henny little nickel and dime hustlers. And teach me how to cut that little shit up, you know what I'm saying? So I can, you know what I mean? But not for no kid that's in a penthouse. You going to school like 2 hours away. Now, you know what I'm saying? You was going to a private school before. You know what I'm saying? You was fresh to death. You would have been fresh to death regardless if you would have got the little bit of money you was getting with Kanan and them regardless. Look at Tasha. Tasha was laced. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you looking like deep, like the type of gangster that Tyreek is trying to be is the worst kind. The realest gangsters are the ones that really had to do that because they had no way out, no forcing way out. Of what they did. So they had to, you know what I'm saying? They had to, like, you know, a person like me can bring me in the game from being laid off of a job and then being 19 with my own apartment. So it's like, damn, what you gonna do? You gonna sit here and starve? You know what I'm saying? But nobody leaves a fucking suit and tie job or something or coming from a damn private Harvard school and just says, I think I want to sell drugs. Like, how long is that going to last? You see what I'm saying? Once you get into, like, your late 20s, late 30s, even the big gangsters are supposed to give that shit up. So it's like, you see what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me, like, what sometimes like what goes on with Tariq's side of the show. But like I said, I guess you can say it's on Ghost. But I will never admit that shit is. I will always say this shit was on Tariq, because that ain't what no little black kid would. I don't know how they still feel like this is Tyreek. This is like, especially Raina's death. Like, that was solely, like, you got away with a lot of bitch ass shit, man. Like, a lot of bitch ass shit. Like, you took out the nigga who saved your life for real. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand, you had to do that for your mother. But then again, you should have died with Raina. Well, that bullet Raina took should have been you. Like I said, if you go back and look at that, look at the episode where Raina gets shot, man. And just look at it. That nigga sat back and tried to let his little sister, his twin sister, handle his beef with a nigga with a gun. He stood back. If you watch, he jumped and then he stepped back. Like, and listened. And then he heard the shot. Bow! And then he looked. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, nigga, you are the biggest bitch. Like, you are the biggest bitch. Because, like, you ain't no fucking G. You ain't, like, nothing he does on this joint is hard. You ain't no fucking killer or nothing like that. Nigga, you was baiting in little white kids to hide. You had to be a bitch-ass nigga to even be able to get in them damn white boys' houses. You only got, nigga, Ghost, if anything, Ghost put you in a position to get that. Because if your ass lived in Jamaica, Queens, them little boys wouldn't have been fucking with you. Right or wrong. You see what I'm saying? So all of it, if you really look at it, all of this ain't Ghost. A lot of this shit is literally that Tariq nigga, man. That Tariq nigga fucked up a lot of money, man. He fucked up a lot of money, man. Then he let his sister get killed. I guess you could say, like he said, he committed himself by, you know, taking out 50. Then you go get his ashes. Like, I don't know. It's like sometimes I feel like he's on another show. Like, he's on his own. He's on a show. He's on, like, all his scenes are painful. Like, bro, why you can't just, you know what I'm saying? Damn, nigga, why you can't just fuck? You know what I'm saying? But nah, I can't put all this shit on Ghost, man. If you ask me, Ghost is wrong for his trust. He should have been, you know, trusting and speaking to people and letting the motherfuckers know. Especially Tommy, that's your gunner. Tommy, your shooter for real. He a bad motherfucker himself, but like I said, Tommy is this. You know what I'm saying? His brother from, you know, like, there's no way that. And then another thing that I seen that was fucked up. Angela Valdez be talking to Tommy. She could have called and got and went straight to Teresi. I mean, to get Teresi off. She didn't even have to go to Ghost. She could have went to Tommy. I didn't even get that part. Like, why would she go to Ghost about that shit? Like, she should have went straight to Tommy. You talking to Tommy now? You done met up with Tommy on 3-4 different occasions. Well, so he's breaking in your shit or whatever, but you know how to call that man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just didn't even get that part. You know, like I said, I feel like maybe it could have happened a little smarter if she would have went that route or whatever, but, you know, but like I said, it's TV, man. It's TV. And like I said, the writing of the shit is great. The writing of this shit is great. You know what I'm saying? But the writer of this story wasn't really a hood person. You could just tell it doesn't even, like, because like I said, what Tariq is doing doesn't even make sense. It doesn't even make sense to being a young black person, a young black boy growing up. Like, if we would have had that, man, we would have been shut up and dribble. Is what the fuck we would have been doing. Shut up and play the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, I just don't get it. Like, I don't get what he means. This here is me. What do you mean this here is you? Because your father sold drugs, so you supposed to sell drugs? Is that what he's saying? Like, is that the message he's trying to portray? Like, I just don't get it. I don't get it deep. These suits are not you. This is the real me. That part really baffled me, because I'm like, now what you're supposed to do is go to school if you can afford it, and so on and so on. You know what I'm saying? But most motherfuckers can't afford it, so they're not going. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's like I said, Trust your people, man. Trust your people, man. But hey, this shit on Power is not what's going down in the streets for real. All them motherfuckers have been dead. I'm telling you that shit, man. All of them.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.